Biden said that we spent $2 billion to kill him. $2 billion. And the National Journal says it was $1 billion to kill him. $1.1 billion through September to kill him. That's just for the Americans. $2 billion in total. That's pretty amazing that it took $2 billion to kill him. And you have to understand that in the first week of the Libya campaign, which Soros, Carter, Brzezinski, and Hillary Clinton, and a woman by the name of Rice in the White House wanted, bombs were dropped from U.S. B-2 stealth planes flown out of Missouri. 200 missiles were launched from submarines who apparently needed target practice. The subs needed target practice in the Mediterranean, and the brave men aboard the submarines needed to launch missiles in order to keep their skills up. And so they launched them against Gaddafi. And then there was even more. Now they're celebrating that there's not a dead U.S. service member, but they killed Gaddafi. And I'm asking you if you are celebrating, or are you saying, wait a minute now, wait, something's wrong here. Why did they kill him? If they captured him, why didn't they bring him in for trial? He probably would have been found guilty and given a life in prison sentence after you liberals don't believe in a death penalty, do you now? All right, I think I made my point. And if I haven't, then make it for me. Should Gaddafi have had a trial, yes or no? Do you agree that Obama's become an out-of-control cowboy now, killing with impunity, and the liberals are celebrating it? Sacramento, Patty, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, though I agree with you that unfortunately it seems like you're the only person in the media once again who sees the problem with this, you are not the only person out there who is not in the media who finds this absolutely revolting. And
you mean the execution of a man who was captured and begged for his life, and
yes.
Yet they killed him anyway? That should bother everybody who's civilized.
It should, but it doesn't, you know, and it's too bad. It's just like Bin Laden. And everybody was, you know, cheering in the streets for that. And once again, they're doing the same thing. And it's a sad world we live now.
Well, it's a liberal, though. So if he executes somebody, it's good. Anyone who was bombed or killed by a liberal, it's a justifiable execution. Any country that's invaded or bombed by a Republican, that's a bad invasion. It's frightening, Patty, to see this man getting away with virtually anything he does without even a question. No one even says, wait a minute, let's slow down, let's talk about it. Should he have been captured? Should he have been given a trial? I'm the only one asking the question. Mitt Romney, the empty suit, is celebrating it. John McCain, McCain, celebrating it. Like the old wrestler, McCain. Mountain McCain is celebrating because he doesn't know what to say. But it's pretty awesome that we have no leadership anymore, which can even raise the question of ethics, morals, something along those lines. Where's the UN on this? How come the UN hasn't said a word about it? Executing an unarmed man who was captured. How come well, you know what I think of the UN and the World Court. You know that, don't you? So who's next? Who will Obama next target? Who does Soros, Carter, Brzezinski, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton next have in their sights, who is in the way of the New World Order and the elimination of the Zionist state? Pretty big paragraph. It's a big sentence, a big question. Who is next on the road to liberating Jerusalem for the Muslims in the new crusade? Obama is on a crusade to liberate Jerusalem, an anti-Zionist crusade. And I may be the first, but I won't be the last to notice this. Is anyone else out there outraged over the killing of Gaddafi? If not, we'll move on. Pittsburgh, PA, Terry, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I'm outraged. Absolutely outraged. He should have been brought to trial. We're like a country without laws these days. Let me tell you,
Obama is a criminal rogue president.
He's
acting above the law. It's terrifying. Any American should be frightened of this man for what he's getting away with without any questions.
You know what else?
It's a rogue presidency. We have a wild, out-of-control presidency who was able to kill without trial. How is that possible?
I'll tell you who's next. The Christians. They're being killed in Turkey and Egypt. Not a word is being said.
Well, that's what I just said to you. It's an anti-Zionist crusade that Obama is engaging in, liberating the murderous Muslims, The worst amongst the Muslims are coming to power in these countries, and their first target are the Christians because there are no Jews there to begin with. So they're burning churches and killing Christians, and this great saintly Obama has nothing to say about that. You're 100% right, Terry. I understand what's going on. It is a new crusade. He is on the side of the Muslims, and he wants next to topple the Zionist state and liberate Jerusalem for the Muslims.
Or maybe it's just silence. It's a deadly silence from them. It's frightening.
I don't know if they have the brains or the ethics to even understand what's going on. I doubt it. I think that they're basically feasting on the corpse of Gaddafi because, you know, as I've said for years, if it burns, it earns. That's all there is. They don't care anything about ethics or morality. They have no credibility. I mean, I'm glad that I retained my head while all those around me are losing and celebrating the death of Gaddafi. I'm proud of myself. I think this is a proud moment for me that I can retain some sense of balance here. The man was captured, begged for his life, and the bloodthirsty Libyans were told to kill him by the U.S.-trained assassination squad that was standing there next to them, probably dressed up in mufti alongside them. Terry, all I can do is say it's a very sad day indeed when so few people see the travesty that has just occurred, which is being celebrated. And I will send you a gift of abuse of power. By the way, I just got a notice today from my publisher. It is the sixth week that it is a bestseller, despite no appearances on the faux news channel, no appearances in the major media. The book is 6 weeks on the bestseller. And remember, this is a miracle for a first-time fiction author. This is not a nonfiction book along the lines of what I've normally written, and which I will continue to do. This was an attempt to awaken the world to what's really going on in the world of terror and anti-terror, and how high up the conspiracy might really go in terrorism, in the abuse of power. Because you got to understand, the bad guys in abuse of power are seen to be pretty high up in the U.S. government. And there's no identification as whether they're Republican or Democrat. If you've read the book, you know what I'm talking about. All right, if you care to talk about this or any other topic, I'll be back in a moment. Because there's a lot to talk about, and this is only one of them. We've also deconstructed the Gallup poll and shown them to be completely discredited, along with Megan Fox, or Megan Kelly of Fox News, who should get a new hairdo and a new job.